Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. We have a fantastic guest for you today, Mississippi State standout defensive back Maurice Smitherman, kind enough to join us as he takes a break from training as he makes his path again towards this next level. With that said, Maurice, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Hey, how you doing? The day been treating me well. I had training earlier and got rehab later on.
So kind of take us in. I think you played six games your final year at Mississippi State. You got dinged up, so you weren't able to finish out the year. You know, we were talking about, you know, right before we went live, you know, they said, you know, you're almost back to 100% full strength. But kind of take us through a typical day, what it's like you training for your combine, prep, pro day, those things, but while rehabbing and kind of getting yourself back to full strength.
So in the mornings, you know, how I wake up, eat my breakfast, because that's one of the most important meals of the day. Then I head down to the training facility. Start off with heat. I need to get me warmed up. I start off with a bike. Then whatever my trainer got, you know, going on for that day, that's where I head into. And then after working out, you know, I eat my lunch. Then have a little down period. Then later on, I go into rehab.
And then you wake up and do it. So it's almost like a groundhog day for you.
Yeah, it's the same thing every day.
And I believe you're training with Darrell Williams. What's that like? I mean, he has a lot of NFL guys coming there. What's it like? You know, I don't know if some of them are training now, but, you know, even the other guys, I mean, how much has Darrell helped you kind of get back to where you want to be and get even further ahead of where you want to be?
Oh, man, Darrell, man, that's my guy. Like, we talk every day, you know, like we were just talking a few minutes ago. That's my guy. Like, we're from the same hometown, so. You know, it's good to have him train here with me, you know. Then we trained at Mississippi State, of course. And it is good, you know, to have somebody you're familiar with training with.
Yeah, that definitely goes a long way. Now, I mean, you're a quick, athletic defensive back. I'm curious, I mean, were those skills evident way back when you were a young kid? I mean, did you play Pop Warner? And if you did, Maurice, were you that kid scoring four or five touchdowns every weekend?
And to be honest, I really wasn't that really guy, like growing up. Like, I started playing football when I was in the seventh grade. I was like the fast one of the fastest guys on the team, but I wasn't just the guy, like, you know, just scoring all the touchdowns. Then, you know, going into middle school, I really didn't play that much. You know, they had guys that were better, but I got to high school and I actually quit, like, in the ninth grade. I actually quit, and, you know, I said, man, I'm going to try this again, and I just stuck with it and just worked hard at it.
Nice. What caused you to quit? I mean, you just didn't like it or something? I mean, I'm curious.
Yeah, I just didn't like it, and I wasn't playing, and I was just like, man, I'm just going to do basketball. And I went and did that for the season. My coach, he was kind of mad. He was like, you're not going to go to the next level playing basketball. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Then, you know, I was like, man. I was like, I'm going to try this again. I'm actually going to try this again. And I actually went back out there. I said, and they had me starting the next year. So I was just like, this might be something I want to do in the long run, you know.
And you've been doing it ever since. Maurice, I got to ask this. After you quit, your coach, you know, you come back, you start, and, you know, obviously you're getting D1 offers. You end up in Mississippi State and the SEC. Did you ever have a conversation with him again, or do you guys ever joke about that later on after all the accolades started coming in that, you know, look at what happened by you sticking around?
Yeah, kind of a little bit. He had end up leaving and going. I had so many different defensive back coaches in high school. They all end up leaving and going to get other jobs. So I never could really just build a good relationship with this, you know, some of the coaches. So we get new coaches every year.
Wow. But you still were able to kind of handle your end of it and get your D1 offers. So you're starting to take off in high school. You get your feet underneath you. You're starting to get recognized. You're starting to get recruited. How did you end up at Mississippi State, and what other schools were eyeing you pretty heavy?
Man, I pretty much had all the Division I offers, like all the D1 offers, and I ended up getting hurt going into my senior year, actually. Because crazy thing about it, I was going to commit to Clemson, but I had ended up getting hurt, and I couldn't go in camp with them. So my mom was just like, you know, this who's still here, this who's still showing interest in you. So I just made a decision to go and commit to Mississippi State.
And then the rest is history. And now we're about a month and a half of finding out where you're going to land as you're training for this next level. Again, you're with Darrell Williams doing your thing as he gets you well ready and back to 100%. Once again, Maurice Smitherman, the standout defensive back from Mississippi State, the Bulldog standout. Kind enough to take some time and talk some Mississippi State football and NFL draft and find out what this young man brings to the next level, why he could be playing for your favorite team in the National Football League in the short future. For you, I ask this of all the guys. I mean, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those home run abilities at the defensive back position they're going to fall in love with?
Fall in love with the versatility. I can play in the back end. You know, you got so many guys that they just can play one position, you know, left or right, you know, boundary corner, left field corner. But with me, I don't care where they put me at, you know. At the end of the day, I just want to get with the right team, get with the right organization, and they can use me in a way, you know, I can help them win games and win, you know, the Super Bowl one day. And I think that's going to be my biggest, you know, improvement for a team is my versatility. I can play corner, I can play nickel, I can play safety. You know, whatever they need me to do, I can do.
That's awesome. Does anything go unnoticed? And I just ask this to enhance your value. I mean, could be film study, weight room warrior. Maybe the system you ran didn't allow you to blitz more. I mean, is there anything that these scouts need to know that they can't see on film, but it's definitely going to be something that helps you attract them a little bit more attention?
Yeah, definitely my film room. You know, I was probably one of the smartest guys on the defense, you know, week in and week out. I always had my notepad with me, you know, during the game plan, writing down everything I needed to know about the receivers, about the game plan heading into that week. So I can definitely say that would help me a lot, you know, with the scouts that, you know, they're going to get somebody that's going to do it right day in and day out.
Nice. And for you, your training, I mean, how do you feel? I mean, is the body, I mean, you know, is everything coming as you want it to, so you're going to be ready to roll when you have to?
Yeah, everything coming together. You know, I got to know, you know, when to hit it hard, when for me to rest, come together how I planned on it.
Nice. Now, are you going to be able to go at pro day, or are you not going to be able to do anything?
I'm going to be able to do some stuff. We still working on that. You know, I still got about 2 weeks to see. So me and my team, we're going to put together a game plan, you know, so me can be able to show the scouts that I'm going to be healthy enough, you know, for camp, you know, and going into the season.
Maurice, it's surreal just having these type of conversations that, you know, you're meeting with your people. That way you kind of get a game plan for NFL teams. I mean, it's probably, you know, something you dreamed about a long time, but, you know, I mean, it's so close to reality now.
Right, yeah, it's very close to reality. You know, I never just really be thinking about it, but like me and Darrell were talking about today, like, we really finna be in the NFL. I was just like, yeah, that's crazy, you know.
I love it. And you come across as a jubilant, fun young man. It's, you know, you seem like you got a fantastic personality. What's it like playing against you? I mean, you know, defensive backs, you know, some guys have that swagger. You could be chatty. What's it like lining up against you on a Saturday?
Man, I don't really I like to have fun, but when it's time, you know, for me to line up against my opponent, I'm locked in, I'm dialed in. You know, I really don't be talking too much, but, you know, if he starts talking to me, then I'm going to start talking back. But I just let the work speak for itself.
I love it. I mean, and for you, I mean, we kind of like to say you're on that island, but is there any particular route that you love to cover? And and we always talk about what route the receivers love to run. Is there a particular route that you really enjoy, you know, being able to cover on a receiver where you just feel most comfortable?
It'll probably be like an in route or a slant, something like a curl or something. I can be able to get my hands on them and, you know, get my feet out my break, and I can be able to come through, you know, bat the ball down and pick it.
And that's what you get. That's what you get on tape, and that's what the scouts want to see. Once again, Maurice Smitherman, the standout, Mississippi State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. This is a cliche question, but I have to ask it. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that you pattern yourself after that you really admire at the next level?
I really watch, like, a lot of guys. You know, like, if I'm just at home, I'm watching NFL tape. You know, I watch, like, Darius Slay, Patrick Peterson, Tyrann Mathieu. You know, all those guys that's, you know, in the league, like Stephon Gilmore. It's a couple of them I really like. But I like the guys that, you know, that's my height, that's small like me. You know, them the guys like I like to compare myself to.
Nice. I mean, you know, you're talking about your height and size. I mean, what is your height and weight right now?
5'10", 190.
190. Is that what you usually played at during the season, or have you bulked up when you were at Mississippi State?
I kind of lost some weight since the surgery. Like, I was like 195, 196 in the season.
Okay. And then, but you feel great. I'm just glad everything's going back and you're almost on cue to be 100%. And when you get ready to rock and roll and get this thing going for yourself. Maurice, we're almost out of time, but again, we appreciate you taking some time because we know you're a busy young man. You shared that with us during the show that, you know, you're training and you're rehabbing. So I know you got to be exhausted, but we call it three and out. There are a few off the wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, now, we were talking about Daryl Williams. He's training you. He's helping you get back to being the guy that we see on tape. If you could switch roles and tomorrow afternoon you become the trainer, what workout would you like to put Daryl through to kind of make him sweat a little bit?
we'll probably do some conditioning stuff and get him sweating. Get him sweating around, moving around. Because conditioning, you gotta be in shape.
I love it. And now, you don't pick a teammate because that's usually one of the easy things to get out. But you're played in the SEC, so you've seen all the primetime receivers. What receiver did you kind of have to cover where you said you knew you were going to have a long day ahead of you because they were pretty tough?
It'll probably be Henry Ruggs or Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah? Any particular reason?
Those guys. They just good at what they do, and I know they going to be playing on Sundays too. And I just know, like, just watching film, like, I get a guy credit, you know. And that will make me go harder in the week. Like, if I know I got to go out with them, I say, okay, I got to know I got to be on my P's and Q's, you know, because he can score on me.
Yeah, I love it, man. Great, great response. And then the final one, I'm sure the weekend of the draft, you're going to be with family and friends. I'm, you know, waiting to hear your name called one way or another. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready as you kind of celebrate this next journey in life?
My mom, the best cook, and it'll probably some wings and rotel or something.
Man, I, you know, we've been asking that question. It's one of the questions we added to the show this year. We've been trying to switch things up, and each time when guys kind of reference back to what mom or dad, even grandma, is going to cook, it kind of makes you like, I wish I was at your house just to try those wings. It just kind of sounds like something's going to be delicious, and you know, to partake.
Yeah.
Hey, Maurice, man, fantastic career. We appreciate you coming on, and like I said, back to health, back to, you know, getting to where you need to be. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Maurice Smitherman, the standout from Mississippi State's Hail State, if you will. And this kid really has a lot of talent, really quick, really agile, a lot of burst out of his breaks. I think that's the thing that's really scouts are going to, you know, I think, at least in my opinion, I think that's the thing that they're going to fall in love with, the way this kid's kind of able to move, you know, and really be able to dissect and get after the ball quickly. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.